I'm going to give the microphone over to our secretary, Gabe Griffith. We are officially calling the business meeting for Sunday morning to order. And Gabe?
Okay, here we go. Can everybody hear? Okay, this mic seems to be touchy, so if I get away from it, please just holler out. These are the business meeting minutes of the California Council of the Blind for fall 2012. Friday, November 2nd, credentials report. Pam Pology gave the credentials report. There were 8 chapters not seated. These chapters were Antelope Valley, Butte County, Greater San Joaquin, High Desert, Humboldt, Inland Empire, San Mateo, and Solano Adult Blind Club. Motion. It was moved and seconded to accept the credentials committee report. The motion passed. Passed unanimously. Elections. President Donna Pomerantz. President Donna Pomerantz was the nominations committee choice. She was elected by acclamation. First Vice President Jean Lozano was the nominations committee choice. He was elected by acclamation. Treasurer Peter Pardini was the nominations committee choice. He was elected by acclamation. Board positions. Vince Calderon was the first nominations committee choice for the first seat. He was elected by acclamation. Lena Dawes was the nominations committee choice. She was elected by acclamation. David Hanlon was the nominations committee choice. Charles Navarrete was nominated from the floor. David Hanlon won on a roll call vote. David Jackson was the nominations committee choice. Charles Navarrete was again nominated from the floor. David Jackson was elected by a roll call vote. Saturday, November 3rd, Constitution and Bylaws Report. Gabe Griffith gave the second reading of the one convention a year proposed amendment. There were several arguments for the passing of the amendment and several questions asked. Some of the figures of how much CCB loses on each convention were given. Some of these include meal subsidies and not meeting meal and beverage guarantees to the hotel. Other expenses are staff time, gas and insurance, and board travel. There were also questions regarding elections. It was asked if there would be 2 consecutive elections in one region. It was pointed out that locations did not significantly affect outcome of elections. When would the convention be? There are some reasons for both spring and fall. Spring reasons would include Capitol Day. Positives for fall would be elections. Motion. Mitch Pomerantz moved a due pass of the proposed amendment. It was seconded by several. After much discussion, the motion passed on a voice vote. Muttstrut, 2012. Peter Pardini gave the Muttstrut financial report. He covered all 3 regions, their projected incomes and expenses, and actual for both. The 3 regions were Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco. Overall income for the Muttstrut as of October 28, 2012 was $18,215. Total profits were $11,263. Sunday, November 4th, business meeting minutes. Gabe Griffith read the spring 2012 business meeting minutes. Motion. It was moved and seconded to approve the minutes with slight modifications. The motion passed unanimously. Treasurer's report. Peter Bardini gave the treasurer's report as of September 30th, 2012. Total liabilities and equity was $1,082,615 from January 1 through September 30, 2012. The total net income was $78,996. Peter said that we will probably have a net loss for 2012. Motion. It was moved and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. The motion passed. Audit. Peter covered some of the numbers and adjustments that resulted from the last audit. Motion. It was moved and seconded to approve the audit report. The motion passed. Constitution and bylaws. Gabe Griffith thanked everyone for a good discussion on Saturday and mentioned that the committee will be busy preparing a report for enacting the one convention amendment that was passed earlier in the meeting. Motion, it was moved and seconded to approve the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The motion passed. Resolutions. Jeff Tom gave the resolutions report, including reading the resolutions. Following is a listing of the resolution titles and the result of their vote. Resolution 2012B1, guide dog licensing for out-of-state schools, and it passed. Resolution 2012B2, and Sullivan Macy Act legislation, and it passed. Resolution 2012B3, roundabout pedestrian street crossings, passed. Resolution 2012B4, federal yellow pedestrian crossing markers, and it passed. Resolution 2012B5, inaccessible self-service kiosks, it passed. Resolution 2012B6, structured negotiations, and it was withdrawn. Resolution 2012B7, volunteer appreciation, passed. Resolution 2012B8, hotel staff appreciation, passed. Motion. It was moved and seconded to accept the Resolutions Committee report. The motion passed. Committee reports. Artis Bazin asked each chapter to make sure there are two representatives from each chapter on the membership email list. Robert Wendt said that the scholarship committee is trying to develop new guidelines for scholarship applications. Artis asked if it would be possible to put a thank you message to specific donors on the scholarship page of the CCB website. Pam Pology thanked Steve Fort for serving on the on the Credentials Committee, and Ed Branch assistance with preparations. She asked delegates to please get her any changes prior to the convention. Linda Perel said she will be recruiting people for the, quote, team thank you, end quote. She said she is still learning about all the areas and tasks of the publications committee. Pam Metz talked about trying to get a self-defense seminar for the spring convention that would be sponsored by the Domestic Violence and Hate Crimes Committee. New business, there was no new business. Old business, there was no old business. Announcements. Dirk Neihardt announced a cash prize in Kathy Skiver's name. It was donated as a door prize. Charlene Ornelas announced that the San Diego Braille Club is going to be taking a trip to Laughlin, Nevada. Warren Cushman suggested continuing the conference calls about the constitutional amendment implementation. Steve Fort asked why a delegate vote wasn't taken on the constitutional amendment. The reason was that the voice vote was overwhelmingly in favor of the amendment, so the roll call vote wasn't needed. Tuan Nguyen announced that he will be taking over as president of the Blind Students and looks forward to working on behalf of blind students over the next year. Mike Keithley announced that the ALD receivers have been working well this convention. Donna thanked everyone for making this convention what it was. Hey. I don't know. That's side note. That's exactly what the recording said.
Now, I know I said more than that.
No, you said I want to thank everyone
for making this convention what it was.
That's why I put it in there. I listened to the recording 3 times to make sure.
Yes. Okay. I love it. What it was. I probably said something like, we are the CCB, right? It is us. Yes. Okay, Mr. Secretary, continue.
Hey, we can't have a business meeting minutes without a little controversy, can we?
That's right. Let's debate that. Oh, sorry.
The next convention will be from April 11th through 14th, 2013, at the Arden West Hilton Hotel in Sacramento. Motion. It was moved and seconded to adjourn the convention. The motion passed unanimously. Respectfully submitted, Gabe Griffith, CCB Secretary.
Do we have a motion to approve? Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. Do we have any discussion? Discussion. Bernice.
Okay. It's not exactly discussion, but Gabe, you did a wonderful job of capturing the institutional memory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bernice. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No. We have one more hand.
Point of information, Madam President.
Kathy, go ahead.
I am. Gabe, you read very well, and you did a great job, but Dirk Neihardt did something for Kathy Skiver's. What was that?
It was I think he said from the Kathy Skiver's fan club or something is exactly
what
how he
I
said it.
Yeah. Dirk gave a door prize donation to the body assembled at the business meeting representing the Kathy Skiver's fan club, is how he put it.
When I go home, I'm going to thank him. He must think I'm very rude. I didn't even know.
We have one more.
Okay, we have Pam Pology. Okay, who is?
Donna Sanchez.
Donna Sanchez and then Pam Pology.
Maybe I was asleep, but he didn't say anything about resolutions. He did? Sorry, I guess I was asleep.
You know, Donna, you need to snore louder so we can go over there and poke you with the cane if you're sleeping. You're a sneaky sleeper. Pamology.
Madam President, I wanted to mention that, to go on record, that I, at the last convention in the fall, before we adjourned, I may mention regarding these dates, the 11th through the 14th, that meant that credentials needed to be in by February 25 to comply with the 45-day rule, and that was left out.
Yes, you did give notice of that at the business meeting as well.
Thank you.
So if we can amend, that was officially the first time that she gave notice to the body of the credentials.
Okay, I will get that added.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Mr. Treasurer, are you? No? Okay.